Unit 4, page 31. Listening. 1.
We went to one of those virtual reality places. It was really funny. You go along and put this kind of helmet on your head, and there's a plastic thing like a gun that you hold. Anyway, you put some money in the slot, just like in any amusement arcade, put the helmet on, and then you really do see all these aliens running towards you, and spaceships dive-bombing, and this incredible terrain, like on Mars or something. It's absolutely fantastic. Much better than an ordinary video game, because it's all around you. You really feel as if you're there. I was so involved that when it finished, I went on trying to fire the gun thing. All my friends were laughing at me. I must have looked pretty silly.
2.
My father gave it to me for Christmas. It was supposed to translate thousands of words and sentences into French, English and German. You just type in a sentence in your language and press a button and a translation appears on a small screen. Well, there must have been something wrong with it because when we were on holiday in France, I typed in a sentence meaning, "Where is the post office?" And what I thought was the French translation came up on the screen. I went up to this old lady and read out the translation and she burst out laughing. You see, the machine had given me the French for "You are the most beautiful woman I have ever seen." It was really embarrassing.
3.
It tells you the time all over the world. You can wear it when you're scuba diving. It's solar powered and it's even got a built-in calculator. But the problem with it is that I can't work out how to stop the alarm. The other day, I set the alarm so that I'd remember to look at the time when I was studying. You know, if you're really concentrating, you can forget to look at your watch and miss your favourite show on TV or something. If you don't switch the alarm off, it goes off at the same time every day after that. So the next day in class, it started going beep, beep, beep in the middle of a test, and I couldn't work out how to stop it. Eventually it stopped, but the teacher and the other students were a bit annoyed.
4.
I usually walk up the stairs, but that particular day I'd been up and down all day and I was feeling a bit tired. It was there with the door open, so I got in and pressed 3 and nothing happened. Then I pressed 3 again and the closed doors button, and they did close, but nothing happened. So I pressed 3 again, and it sort of jumped up and down a couple of times and then shot up really fast to the 3rd floor. I thought I was going to fly through the roof of the building. Well, the doors opened, fortunately, and I literally fell out, shaking like a leaf. I've never taken it again, needless to say. It's only 2 flights of stairs to climb anyway.
5.
I switched it on and nothing happened. Absolutely nothing. None of the lights that tell you that the battery is low or that the hard disk drive is working went on. It was as if it had died. So I took it to the technician and he flicked the switch on and off a couple of times and got about as much response as I'd done. He checked the battery and the power supply, but there didn't seem to be anything wrong there. Then he flicked the switch again, and the screen lit up, and everything was running perfectly. "What did you do?" I said.
"I don't know," he said.
"No, come on, tell me," I said. "What did you do?"
"I just frightened it a bit," he said.
"Well, quite frankly, I could have done that myself."